சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 11 வெர்ஸ் 47. ஸ்ரீ பகவானுவாச. மயா ப்ரஸன்னேன தவார்ஜுனேதம் ரூபம் பரம் தர்ஷிதமாத்மயோகாத். தேஜோமயம் விஸ்வமனந்தமாத்யம் யன்மே த்வதன்யேன த்ருஷ்ட பூர்வம். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா பாயிண்டிங் அவுட் த க்ளோரி ஆஃப் த விஸ்வரூபம் and the rare opportunity one can get the vision of the universal form. Universal form is called as Vishwarupam or Virat Rupam. This Virat Rupam is not a Rupam at a particular time one sees at a particular place. Vishwarupa Darshanam or Virat Darshanam is not a particular form at a particular time at a particular place one sees, but it is the entire universe is the form of the Lord. The entire creation is the body of the Lord. Entire creation means entire creation without any exclusion. Everything whatever you see is within the Bhagavan's body. The whole thing is Bhagavan's body. That vision is very important, very much important. One has to come to higher knowledge. This is the intermediary stage of spiritual journey. Vishwarupa Darshanam is an intermediary stage of spiritual journey. What is the first stage? Ekarupa Dhyanam or Ekarupa Upasana or Ekarupa Bhakti. We can call it as Dvaita Bhakti. Other language if you want to put, Dvaita Bhakti is the first stage of Bhakti. Vishishta Dvaita Bhakti is the second stage of Bhakti. That is Vishwarupa Darshanam. In Vishishta Dvaitam, the Bhakta sees the whole universe, everything is a part of Bhagavan. Everything is a part of Bhagavan. That is Vishishta Dvaita Drishti. Whereas in Dvaita Drishti, Bhakta sees only God is in Kedarnath, if he is a Shiva Bhakta. If he is a Vishnu Bhakta, God is only in that Divya Kshetrams. So Divya Kshetrams only Bhagavan is there, or Pandaripur only he will be there. Or Devi Bhakta means only Vaishnavi Mata alone is God, they say. Like that. So they confined the Bhagavan in one form at one particular place. That is Dvaita Bhakti. Bhagavan is different. The entire world is different. I am Bhakta is different. So triangular format. This is called triad. Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara is called a triangular format. we call it as a triad. This is the initial stages of bhakti. From this we have to mature, that bhakta slowly mature. What stage? This God whom I am worshipping is not in one form, at one place, at one punyakshetra. This Lord alone appearing in all forms as like a cat also. That's why it has come here. In the form of cat, rat, mosquito which is surrounding next to you. Everything is Bhagavan. Every form is Bhagavan's manifestation. This is the second stage or level of bhakti. That means I, from that I-ness and mine-ness, the little expansion. So everyone is included in the Bhagavan's creation. Lord Krishna says, this is also not ultimate, this is intermediary. Second stage, there is third stage called Arupa Bhakti. That is the highest, that I will tell you later. After one more chapter completion, I will tell you. Just like mother feeds her baby with liquid food. Suddenly, mother cannot give a solid food. Idli, dosa and all, she cannot give. She should not. She is very careful in feeding the child. Month by month, she is changing the food. First, juice, all soup, all liquid, milk. Then, once the child is slowly getting teeth, no? Growing, then mother tries to give solid food. Like that, this ekarupa bhaktas are like baby bhaktas, no? So they have to mature enough, therefore Bhagavan should not give straight away that visharupa bhakti. First, Bhagavan allows, come on, worship God in one form. Even if you are a fanatic also, for some time doesn't matter. Fanatic means what? My God alone is superior. Krishna alone is superior. Some people say Anjaneyar alone is superior. That too, Nanganallur Anjaneyar is superior. When you are taking a class in Mailapur, you should not say Nanganallur. Mailapur, Alvarpet, Anjaneyar is superior. Like that, people say, okay. That is also okay. So, mind has to expand to Vishwarupam. In Sakama Bhakti, Ekarupa Bhakti, Sakama Bhakti, there is a lot of Aham Mama. In Sakama Bhakti, what is the indication? The more I have Ahankara and Mamakara, my son, my daughter. My puja is for what? Only for my son, my daughter, then daughter-in-law, then son-in-law. Then my puja extend up to what extent in Sakama Bhakti? My grandson, my granddaughter. Nam iruvar, namak koruvar illa, namak naluvar, na? Nalu peru, anju peru. Avala da, nama bhakti, Sakama Bhakti. We never pray for even neighbors. We never pray for the country or all people in this Sakama Bhakti. Bhakti is very, very narrow, no? Very much narrow. Always I look at my own benefit. That is called selfish bhakti. Bhagavan allows until you mature, ripen your ego. This ego ripening bhakti. Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu tappitavari kuda varade. Sarvejana sukhino bhavantu also won't come. When Vishwarupa Bhakti, when it comes, mind is mature, person starts saying, what? Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu, sarve jana sukhino bhavantu. So everything is happening according to the law of Ishvara. Nothing is against to the law and order of Ishvara. Therefore, person accepts Ishvara agnya. ಈಶ್ವರ ಆಜ್ಞೆ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೇನ್ ಆಜ್ಞೆ, ನಾಟ್ ಹೈಕೋರ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಕೋರ್ಟ್ ಆಜ್ಞೆ. ಫಾರ್ ಎ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ಭಕ್ತ, ಸಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸಕಾಮ ಟು ನಿಷ್ಕಾಮ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾ ಗವರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. Lord is governing the order of laws and all are governed by him. I am surrendering my whole thing to him. That bhakti is required. So my mind, my ahankara, mamakara slowly become feeble, feebler, feeblest. Otherwise what happens? What is the sign of that sakama bhakti? I have sakama bhakti or nishkama bhakti. What is this sign? In sakama bhakti, I am so anxious, so tensed, so much of anxiety is there, stress is there. In nishkama bhakti, selfless love, selfless devotion, there is no tension, there is no anxiety, there is no any worry. Sakama bhakti is there means worry is there in artha. Lot of worry. In nishkama bhakti, there is no worry, there is no tension. So nishkama bhakti is the superior bhakti. Whereas Arjuna is temporarily, that sakama, that selfishness, ahankara, mamakara, temporarily suppressed. But they are not naturally acquired by Arjuna. That is why he is not able to withstand the Vishwarupam. If it is natural, he would have accepted the Vishwarupam. He would have not asked Bhagavan, may you withdraw your Vishwarupam. He would have not asked if it is natural. He is asking, hey Bhagavan, show me your good old form. I don't want this Rupam. Please show me. That is a sign that Arjuna is having ahankara and mamakara. Bhagavan says, okay Arjuna, for your sake I am withdrawing my Vishwarupam. What do you mean by withdrawing Vishwarupam? Tell me. Bhagavan can withdraw the Vishwarupam, really speaking? If he withdraws the Vishwarupam, what will happen? Tragedy. The whole creation will disappear. This question has to come in the mind. Bhagavan has withdrawn the Vishwarupam. If he withdraws the Vishwarupam, universal form, really, he has to withdraw the creation, the whole universe. Because that is the Vishwam. Vishwam eva rupam, Vishwamurti, Bhagavan. If he withdraws the Vishwarupam, he has to withdraw the universe. If he withdraws the universe, where are we? All of us out. So therefore, withdrawing the Vishwarupam means not withdrawing the universe. Withdrawing the Vishwarupam means withdrawing the Divya Chakshu from Arjuna's mind. Carefully we have to understand Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, entire Bhagavad Gita has got a different meaning. Just as you read translation, that is not Bhagavad Gita. English books, translations, Mylapur, so many books are available. Okay. In the books translation, that is not the meaning exactly. That meaning, only literal meaning they give. But you have to see the read in between lines. You have to read in between lines. How you read in between lines? What is there in between lines? Gap. Only gap is there. How can you read in between lines? This idiom, you know, reading in between lines. That means what? When person is talking, he or she want to communicate something. What they are uttering, there is no meaning, but there is hidden meaning. Reading in between lines, and in between lines, there is lot more the subject you have to extract. Anartham. Nijama, in between lines, how can you read? There is nothing in between lines. That means in between lines there is a lot of purport, lot of meaning you have to extract. You yourself cannot extract, the reader cannot extract. Only the teacher can extract, the teacher can communicate. Then you see the whole sloka, what you have read 10 years back by yourself, on Gita Jayanti day, someday, Krishna Jayanti day, you read Bhagavad Gita, no? Generally, people read. That time what you have understood is different. Today, the way you are looking at the sloka is different. Am I right or not? The way you are looking at Bhagavad Gita sloka today is different. Previously you have read Bhagavad Gita, it is different. Why? Same sloka, same words, same meter. Then how it makes difference? Because your perception has changed towards that sloka. So Arjuna, so ahankara mamakara temporarily suspended by Bhagavan. So raga dvesha Bhagavan has taken out. Once raga dvesha are not there, Arjuna is able to see the totality. Lord in totality means everything is Lord, he is able to see. Now Arjuna is asking, withdraw your Vishwarupam. How Bhagavan has to withdraw? Not the world Bhagavan has to withdraw. Bhagavan has to withdraw the given Divyachakshu from Arjuna. Given Divyachakshu from Arjuna, Bhagavan cannot go and pluck his eyes. How he removes his Divyachakshu? Again he bless him with Raga Dvesha, whatever he is having already. Why Bhagavan has to give again Raga Dvesha? Because unless a person, he or she, herself, himself, mature, grow out of raga dvesha, Bhagavan is also helpless. Unless I give up my ego, ahankara, I have to ripen my ego, I have to grow out of my ego, Bhagavan cannot do anything. If Bhagavan comes and asks you, "Can I want to give you moksha," suppose. You will ask, what is moksha? You will ask, what is moksha? Then Bhagavan slowly goes back. Unless you have the value for that, for moksha, that self-knowledge, you cannot recognize what Bhagavan is asking. Is it not? You go to a child and ask, I want to give you 500 rupees note, 2 months baby or 3 months baby. When you go to a birthday of a baby, you keep 500 note in the hand. Baby, it crushes the 500 note. It doesn't know, the baby doesn't know it is 500 note. What you do? Carefully you take and you set right it. Baby do not know that. Even you put gold ring or copper ring, baby doesn't know the value. Similarly, Bhagavan cannot offer you something that which you do not know the value of that. That's why Bhagavan cannot keep Divyachakshu to Arjuna continuously. Unless Arjuna acquire that Divyachakshu by maturity, he himself, Bhagavan cannot keep them permanently. Therefore, he has to withdraw. He himself asked, this is the irony. What is the irony? Instead of, oh Bhagavan, you are showing me Vishwarupam, it is wonderful, great, I am very fortunate. Instead of saying that, Arjuna is asking, take back your Vishwarupam. Take back your Vishwarupam. Like as we say, no? Avahayami, yathasthanam pradishthapayami. Same thing Arjuna doing. Vishwarupa avahanam. He asked for Vishwarupa, Pathachi, Podum, enough, I have seen. Yathasthanam pradishthapayami, go back to your place and come with same form. This is what Arjuna's mind. Lord Krishna says, look into the shloka. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, the Lord said, Arjuna, oh Arjuna, Lord Krishna addressing Arjuna, Atma yogat idam param rupam tava darshitam maya prasannena. Prasannena, pleased by you.
by your devotion, with your devotion, I am very much pleased. Maya, idam param rupam tava darshitam. Param rupam, vishwarupam, it is not available for all people. Even devatas are eagerly waiting to see this vishwarupam. It is not possible for all people. But tava darshitam, it has been shown to you. Tava darshitam, this supreme maya swarupam, yogat means that sattva rajas tamogunatmika maya shakti dvara I have shown this rupam. Atma yogat, my own power, maya shakti, I have shown you. Yat me vishvam anantam tejomayam adhyam na drishta purvam tvad annena, other than you, tvad annena, other than you, this adhyam anantam vishvam rupam, this form which is primal, karanam for everything, which is karanam, ancient, adhyam means ancient, anantam, that which is spatially and time wise also it is infinite. Anantam means infinite. Anantam means infinite, means that which is beyond time and space. Ananta shayi, ananta naga, that naga sarpam is ananta pair. Sesha sayi, Bhagavan is reclining upon that ananta shayana. Ananta shayana means what it represents, no? We look at the spring cut of that snake. Spring cut snake illa ananta shayana means that ananta represents the infinitude of the Lord. Time, space are not there in earth. We can't understand. I gave a lecture on time and space previous 2, 3, 4 classes. Elaborately I have given time and space. Some many of you might have thought, why Swami is talking so abstract subject beyond time, beyond space. I quoted Narayaniyam also that day. Sandranandava bodhatmakam anupamidam deshakala avadibhyam nirmuktam. If I chant that, you all nod your head. If I talk Bhagavan is beyond time and space, you become mum. What to do? Ananta is picturized. Beyond time and space, infinitude, you cannot grasp. That is picturized and given name, same Ananta. Why Ananta name has to be given? Some other name can be given, no, to Bhagavan. Why Ananta Sai, na? Ananta Shayana, why it has to be given? One day, by saying Anantaya Namaha, Anantaya Namaha, by saying Puja, when you do Archana, one day, fortunately, you will go to Bhagavad Gita class. Fortunately, the teacher will exclaim Ananta word from Bhagavad Gita. That's why Anantaya Namaha. Ananta Shayana. Have you come or not now? You have done the puja, either in this Janma or previous Janma. That's why you have come. That's why concrete form to abstract teaching, you cannot avoid. You have to understand. Anantam Vishwam. Vishwam means Vividham Pratyaya Gamyam. That which is available for perception to our different thoughts. Vividham pratyaya means what? Different thoughts. Flower thought, mic thought, clip thought, book thought, light thought, fan thought, house thought, sun thought, daughter thought, moon thought, stars. All these are thoughts. Vividham pratyaya means thoughts. Gamyam, available, knowable. Knowable Vishwam means what? Beautiful word. Vishwam, Vividham. V stands for Vividham. Manifold ways. Vishwam, that which is available in manifold ways, for whom it is available? Tell me now, from morning to till night, it is available to you only. If it is available to your husband or to your wife or to your children, what is the use? Vishwam is available to you or to someone else? TV news available to you or someone else? People are all looking at the news yesterday. Oh, Bhagavan, what is going to happen? So, everything is known to us in the form of thoughts. Vividham, manifold ways, pratyaya, thought, gamyam, knowable. That is why it is called Vishwam. Now, why it is called Vishwam, you know? Since it is knowable to me through manifold ways in my thoughts. When you are looking at me, Swamini's thought is coming in your mind. That thought, eyes are looking at the form and giving the knowledge to the intellect. Swamini is sitting here. Which Swamini? Who came last Wednesday? Same Swamini is sitting. Correct, no? Last week Swamini only sitting and you. Little form may change differently. She looks differently today, but same Swamini. We are seeing the Swamini from past 10 years, the same Swamini is sitting. Who is knowing that? Pratyaya Gamyam. So known through your own thoughts. That's why Vishwam. Vishwam Anantam Tejomayam, which is radiant, brilliant, dazzling. What is dazzling? 12 o'clock sun is dazzling, no? You cannot see the sun. Dazzling. Dazzling means don't take dazzling. In the form of consciousness, everything is evident. Such a form, na drishta purvam tvadannena. Such a great, magnificent splendor, Vishwarupam, is not seen by anyone before, other than you, Arjuna. Next shloka. 48. नवेन यज्ञाध्ययनैर्न दानैः न च क्रियाभिर्न तपोभिरुग्रैः एवं रूपशक्य अहं मृलोके द्रष्टुं त्वदन्येन कुरु प्रवीर Now in this shloka Lord Krishna is using a nyaya, an axiom called nahi ninda nyaya. Nahi ninda nyaya means criticizing one thing to highlight something. Criticizing something to highlight something. To highlight something, when we criticize something else, it is not for criticism's sake, but just to turn your attention towards that a particular thing. When you have two son, one daughter, you praise sometimes your daughter in front of your son. You praise your daughter. That means not that you are looking down upon your son. When you are praising your daughter, when she gets gold medal, suppose, in hockey, she got gold medal. Chumma chalrai. Okay. You praise, you are great, really, you are wonderful, you are the best. You go on praising. It doesn't mean that you are looking down upon your son. But at that moment, you are focusing at a particular incident. Because of that, you are focusing on your daughter. Ninda, natu nindartham, parantu stutyartham. And you say that also. See, you are not playing at all. You are, see your sister, how she is nice, how many marks she is getting, you are not getting. You criticize your son. Ninda, natu ninda artham. Parantu anyastuti artham. To praise my daughter, I just criticize, not for criticism's sake. Clear? So I want to highlight. Not only that, why I highlight my daughter? So that my son also, tomorrow he will also study. I do not know that. Just I am giving the picture. Like that, here also, Lord Krishna criticizing all other sadhanas. All other sadhanas he is criticizing. This Vishwarupam is not possible, this Vishwarupa darshanam is not possible by any austerities, by any sadhanas, by any other rituals, it is not possible. They are all useless in accomplishing the Vishwarupa darshanam. Such a Vishwarupa darshanam I have shown you, he says. Look into the shloka now. Na veda yajna adhyayanaihi drashtum shakyam. It is not possible to get this Vishwarupa darshanam by any amount of veda adhyayanaihi. By veda adhyayanam it is not possible. Veda yajnaihi, just by chanting Veda mantras, rituals and all, it is not possible. Veda adhyayanaihi, yajna adhyayanaihi. When you read mantras, karma kanda, rituals, how to perform, you have to study Veda mantras. When you study Veda mantras and parayanam, all these, through that can you get Vishwarupa darshanam? No. Veda adhyayanaihi, yajna adhyayanaihi, means mimamsa, ardham, knowing the karma kanda with the full meaning. With that you are not able to see the Vishwarupam. Not only that, na dhanaihi, even by any amount of charity. People do charity, lot of charity, and they think, I will get lots of darshanam. Ekarupa darshaname varadu. What to talk of Vishwarupa darshanam? By doing charity, any amount of charity, you cannot get Vishwarupa darshanam. But in Taittiriya Upanishad, when you see Shraddhayadeyam, Vyadeyam, Hriyadeyam, Upanishad says, Swadhyayam na pramaditavyam, parayanam you have to do every day. There it is praised. Here Lord Krishna is criticizing. What for this dhanam and all, adhyanam and all, when they are not able to give Vishwarupa darshanam? By those practices and all, you cannot get Vishwarupa darshanam. He is looking down upon those sadhanas. Some people do some charity. In a fan they give to a temple. I told you, no, once I went to a Guntur in Andhra Pradesh for my speech. When they gave me a room, in that room one fan, ceiling fan. On that ceiling fan, every wing of the fan and the dome also. The owner name, his wife name and his son's name, his daughter-in-law's name, his daughter name and son-in-law's name and grandchildren name. Whole fan, when you look at the fan, you see all names. Why? This is called sakama karma. Dhanam. What dhanam? By this dhanam, can he get Vishwarupa darshanam? Even tube light also with red paint, that also I saw. Whole tube light with red paint, they write their name. Whole family, all names are there. Or tube light, why you are so crazy for your names? What karma is it? What dhanam it is? Sakama karma. That means my ego, ahankara, mamakara is so strong. When I do dhanam with right hand, even my left hand should not know. That's why people keep left hand back. You know, when you are giving, either it has to come under the below the elbow when you are giving something, this hand should not see this. When they give something, they keep this hand down below the elbow. In the palakkam illai pille, that's what I am telling. So this is the ancient acharam. When you give like this, this hand should not know. Either you have to keep back or keep better this under the elbow. Whenever you are serving something to others, even left hand should not know what people are doing. And their photos, their banners, everywhere. It is not dhanam. Na dhanaihi. If you say like this, therefore I don't want to do dhanam tomorrow onwards, don't say that. Okay, don't extend. Already we are very poor in doing dhanam. If we lead this, people stop doing that much dhanam also. Very difficult. Don't misinterpret. Don't extend. Kriyabhihi na drashtum shakyam. Even by performing rituals, agnihotra, ceremonies, etc., you cannot get this Vishwarupa darshanam, Arjuna. Lord Krishna praising how great Vishwarupa darshanam, how rarely people get. Even by performing dhanam, rituals and chantings and jnanam and all those karmas, jnanam and all, you don't get it, Arjuna. Not only that, ukraihi tapobhihi. Ukraihi means severe austerity, tapobhihi. People do lot of severe austerities, you know. And once you look at those austerities, my God, how they are undergoing this much of pain, we feel. And they want to please the Lord by doing lot of ugra tapas. And keeping fire around, surrounding and sitting in the middle. And not eating anything for weeks and days. And they climb the mountain to reach the temple. And they walk without chappals, miles and miles. And like that people do lot of, some people pluck their hair. Like that so many tapas, different tapas they do. Ugraihi. But with that also, I never show this Vishwarupam for them. Aham drashtum shakyaha. They cannot see my Vishwarupam. It is not possible for them. Evam rupaha nruloke tvadannena na drashtum shakyaha. Other than you, in this nruloka means the world of mortals, human beings, in this world, evam rupaham drashtum na shakyaha. So you have to add for everything. Adhyenaihi na drashtum shakyaha. Tapo ugraihi tapobhihi drashtum na shakyaha. Kriyabhihi na drashtum shakyaha. Like that you have to supply. Driloke, in the world of mortals. Padannena, by anyone other than you. Hey Kuru Pravira, O Arjuna, great among Kuru Vamsha. Kuru Pravira means Arjuna is a Jignasu Bhakta. That's why Bhagavan showed the Vishwarupam. If he is Artha Bhakta, Artharthi Bhakta, he would have not shown the Vishwarupam. So Arjuna is a Jignasu Bhakta. Therefore, he showed. Next shloka. 49.
Mate vyatha macha vimudha bhavaham. Drishtva rupam ghorami drimmamidam. Vyapeta bhih prita manah punasvam. Tadeva me rupam idam prapashyam.
If aham mama is so predominant, aham mama, I-ness and mindness. These two emotions, that means ego and ownership, these two are very powerful inherent in every human being. Every human being. When I am a Vedantic student, I have to slowly watch this I-ness and mine-ness reduce slowly. You cannot enjoy the Vishwarupam, even it is in front of you, as long as you have Ahankara and Mamakara. If I give one or two examples, you understand how difficult to come out of this Vishwarupam, no? To get Vishwarupam, and why Arjuna want to come out of Vishwarupam Darshanam? This is not Arjuna's case, Namma case. This is also only for us, only Arjuna is asking everything. When we go to a natural scenery near mountain, and we ask our friend, can you take me a photograph? Can you take me a photograph? Okay, I can take. Then you stand in front of that big mountain, Thiruvannamalai. You go near the mountain and stand. You ask him, please take close up. If you take from long distance, I become like, you know, like an ant. And nobody knows who am I. Therefore, come closer. Come closer, come closer. We ask the person who is taking photograph, come closer and take. Take me close up so that my face is clear. And I appear so clearly. Once he comes closer to me, mountain becomes small. You cannot cover the whole mountain. Yes? I am only dominant in that picture. Close up. That is called close up. Puriyada close up ahankara mamakara nartha. Close up paste also irukke. Close up means ahankara mamakara. Once the photo is so close up, very close he comes, mountain is not totally covered. It has not come in the picture. That means what? Mountain becomes insignificant. My photo becomes significant. Is a ahankara mamakara. In ahankara mamakara, I am so predominant. Not universe is predominant. Society is not predominant. My family, my friends, I want to acquire lot of money and give to them also. Assets and assets I acquire and acquire for my own sake and for my one or two people nearby. I acquire. Then what? I forget the well-being of society. I forget to enjoy the society, the greatness, the entire universe, I forget. Therefore, I become prominent. This is one example. You want another example? The parents go to school to see the child doing a drama. Okay? In the drama, the kulandha vandu playing a role. One role comes only 5 minutes. Drama is 1 hour. This child role is only 5 minutes. When that Raja comes and sits, the child stands like a soldier. Paramardhananda Swami gives this example. He stands like a soldier. That too, bending head. You cannot look at the audience. Bending head. And the sainyam, no, the soldier has to sit like this. Then father keeping camera, focusing on his own son, not Raja, his own son. So in the 5 minutes he sees the whole picture focusing on the son, he cannot see the drama. He cannot enjoy the drama. What drama is going on, what scene is going on, how many actors are coming, what are all roles they are playing, how nicely they are playing. He cannot focus. Why? His focus is only on his son. When he comes, one photograph. When he sits, another photograph. When he bends, another photograph. When he looks, another photograph. Hundreds of photographs he takes for that few minutes. Whole drama is out from his vision. Whole drama is out from his vision. Why? Why? Sevaka drishtya. Putra dwara sevaka drishtya. And the sevakan, avan peru sevakan. அவன் திருஷ்டிலே இருக்க டிராமா திருஷ்டி தியாக ஓல் டிராமா திருஷ்டி போச்சு அண்ட் தட் ரோல் இஸ் ஓவர் த சைல்ட் கம்ஸ் பேக் அண்ட் இவன் போயிடுவான் தட்ஸ் ஆல் தே நெவர் சீ நெக்ஸ்ட் ஹோல் டிராமா தே நெவர் சீ தட் வே ஆடியன்ஸ் பிகம் ஸ்லோலி லெஸ் அண்ட் லெஸ் அண்ட் லெஸ் இது ஒரு எக்ஸாம்பிள் நம்ம அகங்காரம் மமக்காரம் கூட அப்படிதான் ஒன் மோர் பிரசன்ட் Current news example I'll give you. This is very little, no? Hot news. Hot news, and I am interpreting to this situation today. All regional parties are having ahankara mamakara. Every party at the regional level, they think about their own state, their own language, their own culture. Tamil Nadu, தமிழ்நாடு கல்ச்சர் தமிழ் லாங்குவேஜ் தமிழ் 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 தே டோன்ட் பாதர் அபவுட் த என்டயர் நேஷன் தே டோன்ட் பாதர் திஸ் இஸ் விஸ்வரூபம் என்டயர் நேஷன் இஸ் விஸ்வரூபம் திருஷ்டி நோ ஐ டோன்ட் பாதர் வாட் எவர் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு த கண்ட்ரி நேஷன் தர்ம சம்ஸ்கிருதி ஐ டோன்ட் பாதர் மை தமிழ் லாங்குவேஜ் மை தமிழ் கல்ச்சர் மை தமிழ் லீடர் சீஃப் மினிஸ்டர் புரியறதோ ஹாட் நியூஸ் ஷீ இஸ் ஓன்லி ப்ரீடாமினன்ட் வாட் எவர் ஷீ டஸ் பட் ஷீ இஸ் அவர் மினிஸ்டர் பட் தே நெவர் பாதர் த ஹியூமன் ரைட்ஸ் ஹவு மச் தே ஹவ் வயலேட்டட் இன் த கண்ட்ரி விஷன் நேஷனல் திருஷ்டியா ராஷ்டிர திருஷ்டியா இட் இஸ் எ துரோகம் தே நெவர் திங்க் ஈவன் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் கிரைங் ஃபியூமிங் வென் தே ஆர் லிசனிங் த நியூஸ் தே ஆர் கிரைங் வாட் ஃபார் தே ஆர் கிரைங் Are they crying for dharma? Are they crying for the samskriti? Are they crying for this sanatana dharma? No. They are crying for only their person. Their own party leader. They don't bother about this entire nation. Their love is only for focused on one particular person. Is it a love? Is it not ahankara mamakara? What is Vishwarupa darshanam? No minister, no prime minister is permanent. This dharma is permanent. Sanatana dharma must be alive. That is why I have to see the entire nation. Not only nation, entire humanity. Anywhere in the globe, anywhere anyone do atrocities against humanity, it has to be attacked. Attacked means it has to be controlled. Not my state, my religion, my country, my region, my language. Not like that. This is called crooked nature, narrow vision. That is not safe for anyone. Remember, it is not good. It is not at all good for the society. Therefore, Vishwarupa Darshanam is a vision good for the social health. Society health is possible only when you have Vishwarupa Darshanam. Not my family, my friends, my relatives. That means I am not mature enough. I am not mature. I am very, very, very immature person. It shows. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Arjuna himself is asking, Oh Bhagavan, take back your Vishwarupam. Really speaking, Arjuna has to say what? I want to see Vishwarupam all the time, let it be there. But what he says, I can't withstand what to do. And Bhishma, Drona, Kit and Kin are swallowed by Bhagavan. So he is not able to withstand. That is Arjuna's problem. Our problem also, not only Arjuna's problem. My family, my son, my daughter. Prayers are always directed towards my son, my daughter. And pradakshanamo pradakshanam. go on doing. When I pray for the sake of society, for the sake of dharma, for the sake of Sanatana Dharma, the entire nation, not only entire nation, for entire humanity, for entire creation, I have to pray. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu, sarve jana sukhino bhavantu, and my son also sukhino bhavantu. Paramarthananda Swami is jocularly, he says like this. When you say sarve jana sukhino bhavantu, your son is also included. Your daughter is also included. Why is separate extra prayer? That means you do not know what is loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. You do not know the meaning of loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. Your whole family is included in that. Your health is included in that. Your society is included in that. Hindu religion is included in that. All religions are included in that. All sex people are included in that. That is why Prime Minister used one word, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Where from he brought that word, tell me? Where from? Only from Veda. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. So therefore, we have to expand our vision. Look into the shloka. Hey Arjuna, Ma Vyatha Te Mastu. May you not have any fear. Idam ghoram rupam, idrik ghoram rupam drishtva. It is not ghoram, really speaking. Vishwarupa darshanam. Vishwarupam is not ghoram rupam. But for Arjuna it is ghoram. That's why he is asking withdraw, withdraw. For Arjuna it is ghoram. Why? Because of ahankara, because of mamakara, ego, mindness, possessiveness. That is why, since you are afraid of my rupam, Krishna rupam, it is ukram for you, because I am showing you whom, who are all going to die. I have shown to you, including Abhimanyu. He has shown everyone. Therefore, Arjuna is not able to withstand so much of palpitation Arjuna has got. Idrik, idrim oram rupam drishtva mama, Vyatha ma te. To you there should not be any fear. May you have neither fear nor vimudha bhavaha. May you not have any anxiety. May you not have any agitation in your mind. When you have agitation, immobilization comes. You become immobile, no? When there is agitation, that's why we say, enna pandradun theriya kaiye kaalu aadala yen, because of tension, anxiety. Kaiye kaalu aadala enna edukanna tension, ore tension irundanna kaiye kaalu aadadu. So vimuda bhavaha mastu, may you not have any immobilization. Preeta manaha, with a pleased mind, free from fear, vipita vihi tvam prapashya punaha. May you see my good old form, which you like, with a pleased mind, may you see it again. I am going to show you punaha. Idam tat eva rupam me. Mama, me mama, this form, that very same form, which you have asked, I am going to show you, Arjuna. Next shloka. Sanjaya Vuvacha. Ittarjunam Vasudeva Sadhoktva. Svakam Rupam Darshayama Sadhuyaha. Ashvasayamas cha bhitaminam. Bhutva punah saumya vapur mahatma. Once you are accustomed to one type of lifestyle, you cannot accept another one. Even little bit change also you cannot withstand. Like these people, these are also given by Swamiji, only examples. When government constructs a housing board, flats, these laborers, you know, they won't go to that house. They stay only in the footpath. They give that for rent and they stay on the footpath because they like that only. In spite of they have got a nice house, they won't go. Like that, another example also, some people are used to the fish smell. If you keep jasmine next to them, they cannot withstand. Jasmine smell, how nice it is, they cannot withstand. Because they always live with fish, fish, fish smell. What they do, now one lady, when the basket, they kept jasmine basket, lot of jasmine smell is coming, she is not able to sleep. What she did on the fish box is there, no? And she sprinkled water on that. So she sprinkled water means you get more smell of fish smell. She is enjoying the fish smell rather than jasmine smell. Like that, Arjuna, instead of enjoying the Vishwarupam, the entire universe, he is enjoying, he wants to enjoy what? Chaturbhujena, Krishna, Ekarupam, Anekarupam I can't withstand. No? But whatever is pleasant, I admire. But whatever is other side of the coin, opposites, pair of opposites, every one of us love association. None of us like dissociation. So Arjuna also is not able to withstand the dissociation. He wants association with Bhishma, Drona, all with Kit and Kim. He wants association. But what is the nature of creation? Where there is association, there is dissociation. Samyogaha viprayogantaha. One day or other it has to dissociate, but we cannot withstand. That's why now itself be ready. Anything where there is association, dissociation is possible. Be ready for pair of opposites. Then only you are a mature person, otherwise you are not mature. Now Lord Krishna is withdrawing, Vishwarupam, how is withdrawing? Taking the Divya Chakshu from Arjuna. What do you mean by taking Divya Chakshu? Giving Raga Dvesha back to Arjuna. That is called withdrawing the Vishwarupam. Withdrawal of Vishwarupam is taking back the Divya Chakshu from Arjuna. Taking back the Divya Chakshu from Arjuna means giving back his Raga Dvesha to Arjuna. Good old Arjuna. Okay? That is called giving Vishwarupa Darshanam and taking back, giving Divya Chakshu and taking back. Try to understand properly what is Vishwarupa Darshanam, what is Divya Chakshu. Otherwise, don't think and third side Divya Chakshu and Muda the Kannu Kurtar Bhagavan and Yar Kurtar Muda the Kannu. Rundu Kannu ke customer. మూడవది కన్నా ఎందుకు నమ్మక. సో విశ్వరూప యూ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ దివ్య చక్షు మీన్స్ రాగద్వేష విత్డ్రావల్ టేకెన్ బై భగవాన్ అండ్ గివ్స్ బ్యాక్ టు అర్జున. సో అర్జున కెన్ సీ వాట్ నౌ, నాట్ ద టోటల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, హీ కెనాట్ సీ ద టోటాలిటీ ఇన్ నేచర్, ద లార్డ్స్ టోటాలిటీ హీ కెనాట్ సీ. నౌ హీ సీస్ ఓన్లీ ఏకరూప వాసుదేవ కృష్ణ. దట్ సంజయ కమ్స్ అండ్ టెల్స్ నౌ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ గాన్ టు గ్రీన్ రూమ్. యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఇమాజిన్ హీ హ్యాస్ గాన్ టు గ్రీన్ రూమ్. అర్జున్ ఆల్సో వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ వాట్ ఏకరూప. ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ సంజయ కమ్స్ అండ్ టెల్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపనింగ్. నెక్స్ట్ వీక్ విల్ సీ దాట్. పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్చతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.